This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Republican State Senator Jesse James has announced he will run for the 31st State Senate District next year under the new legislative maps. In his announcement last week, State Senator James said he was ready to return to Eau Claire County after serving the 23rd State Senate District. Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith currently represents the 31st District. In a statement following James's announcement, State Senator Smith said he was confident that voters would send a Democratic majority to the State Senate under the new legislative maps. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced the launch of a new grant program for nonprofits serving the western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota region. The Nonprofit Capacity Building Grant Program will distribute $3.5 million of funding to help area nonprofits become more efficient and sustainable. Officials say nonprofits in the area are under heavy strain, facing persistent staffing shortages with limited budgets and turnover in leadership positions. More information on eligibility for the grant funding is available on the St. Croix Valley Foundation website. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to be on the lookout for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer in the state last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. St. Croix County in the northwest Wisconsin region also saw the third highest total of deer-related crashes last year, with nearly 800. State lawmakers are introducing new legislation seeking to expand access to dual enrollment programs for high school students. The programs allow high school students to earn high school and college credits at the same time, but schools in areas that are smaller, more rural, or have higher rates of poverty are less likely to offer the courses. The dual enrollment reform bill seeks to make those programs more accessible with an online portal through the Department of Workforce Development and an oversight council with members from other education agencies. Dunn County officials say a woman was killed in a house fire in Elk Mound on Thursday afternoon. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, crews responded to the scene at around 1 p.m. on Thursday, arriving to find the home fully engulfed in flames. Authorities were unable to enter the home when they arrived, and fire crews worked for hours to extinguish the blaze. They say the woman in the home had mobility issues and was unable to get out when the fire started. She was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. With new state legislative districts set to go into effect for the 2026 election, Wisconsin State Senator Romaine Quinn has announced he will seek re-election in the newly drawn 23rd State Senate District. State Senator Quinn currently represents the 25th State Senate District, covering the counties in the more northern parts of western Wisconsin like Ashland, Burnett, and Sawyer counties. The new 23rd State Senate District is located a little further to the south, including Rusk, Price, and Barron counties, as well as parts of Chippewa and Dunn counties. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this month. The 8th iteration of the annual event will be held on October 30th at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding raised at the event will go towards the district's Feed Our Kids backpack program, which provides students with non-perishable and easy-to-make foods to take home over the weekend to combat hunger and guarantee kids are having their nutritional needs met when they don't have access to school meals. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the move-over law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the move-over law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or siren on. Recently released Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction data shows over 70% of public school districts in the state will receive less general school aid this year. According to the data, an additional $350 million of general aid will also go to voucher schools this year for an estimated total of over $700 million. In a press conference on Thursday, State Senator Jeff Smith said the data was a harsh reality check for public school districts, showing that the state legislature did not view them as a top priority. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now, but without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.